WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday. And it is April 1st. It's a brand new month. It is, I guess, April Fool's Day. If you're going to go out and play tricks and pranks on anybody, you can let me know the best one you've ever played if you want at 508-996-0500. But one thing that is not a joke, but still pretty funny, is that this Saturday, the Portuguese Kids are going to be performing at the Vault Performing Arts Center in New Bedford, and we have tickets to give away. So if you go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, you can click on the Portuguese Kids there, and it'll take you over to the page to just enter in some information, and you could be a winner. We'll draw the winner on Friday morning after the show, and then we'll let you know, and you can just show up at the Vault, tell them that you are the winner. They'll have you on the list, and you and a friend get to go see the show for free, but there are still tickets available if you want to get them through Eventbrite at vaultmb.com, or the tickets are linked right up in that same post on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. So lots of laughs this Saturday with the Portuguese Kids at the Vault. Also, not a joke, tomorrow is the beginning of Money Talks here on WBSM. Your first code will be a little bit more than 24 hours away. There'll be 10 codes every day. You hear the code, you enter it at WBSM.com or the WBSM app on the Money Talks page, the Win Cash page, as they call it, and you could be $1,000 richer. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll have $5,000 Thursdays coming your way, but $1,000 every other day. It's going to be a lot of fun giving away all that money. And thanks to our sponsors. First of all, thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits for making our ticket giveaway possible. But also, when it comes to Money Talks, thanks to Whaler Inn & Suites, Ryan Sports Pub & Billiards, Morgan's Cantina, and MJ's Pet Training Academy. And we will hear from MJ, Melissa Vieira, later on this hour for Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. Her article is up today. Some dog training tips for you there to read, and we'll talk more about it with her coming up. Right now, phones are open at 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I've got a question for you. You were talking about Amityville before.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of Amityville or any of the houses that are possessed or haunted, does the entity leave that area, or it just doesn't contact anyone anymore? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right,
there hasn't been a lot of action. Does it just become dormant, or does it actually leave? I don't know how you would measure that.
Yeah, so there's lots of different theories around it, and kind of it depends on what you think the nature of the activity is to begin with. So some people think that these things that happened are actually caused by the people that live there, whether it be their own interaction with spirits or whether it be some sort of latent, you know, telekinesis or something that they can slam doors with their minds or whatever it may be. But that when those people leave the property, these things stop. Because nobody that lived there after the Lutz family reported there being anything that happened. So that's one theory. Another theory is that this kind of energy imprint can dissipate over time. So if the DeFeo murders are what caused this house to be haunted and they left this mark of negative energy on that house, well, that will just dissipate over time. So that might have happened as well. But when I was there, we didn't get to go in the house, but we did an investigation kind of outside the house, and Stephanie Burke was with me, and she's a psychic medium, and she said that whatever was there left with Ronnie DeFeo. So, and then when he died, he had died just shortly before we went there. When he died, it kind of died with him. So, you know, whatever that may mean.
I've said that over the years, and, you know, because you didn't hear much, and I said, well, maybe just wasn't important to people anymore. But then when you just mentioned it this morning, I was wondering if that entity, because, you know, I believe it, and I don't believe it, because, I mean, I've had strange things I've come across in my lifetime. And I said, this doesn't seem all that odd. And I knew some people who would move from Amityville, and they would tell the story. And I said, well, maybe it's just like a local thing they tell you to get you going. But I was just wondering if the entity itself, I don't know what the proper term for it is, does leave or go away or just stays dormant.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it all kind of depends on the reason that it's there in the first place. In some places, it's because it could be, you know, for lack of a better term, trapped because of the certain factors. So if the, you know, the foundation has a lot of fieldstone or granite and quartz is in that, that quartz is kind of recording that activity. And so what you're dealing with might not necessarily be an intelligent haunting, but it could just be this energetic replay that's kind of just recorded into the stone of the foundation and just plays over and over again.
Wow, that's sort of a cool thing. Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate that.
No problem. Have a good day.
You also. Bye-bye.
And yeah, that's called the stone tape theory. That actually comes from a British made-for-TV movie. In British tradition, and in the old-timey tradition, ghost stories were a big part of Christmas. And you told more ghost stories at Christmas than you did at Halloween. And that's why A Christmas Carol is a ghost story. But the BBC puts on these like ghost story presentations on Christmas, or at least they used to. And one that they put out was the stone tape theory about I think it was an old jail or old hospital or something where I've watched it. It's very slow, but where the hauntings that were happening there, they kind of proved that it was, you know, trapped into the quartz in the wall, these stone walls. But that tends to bear out in some of our investigations and research. Now, it doesn't mean that these are dead people's souls that are trapped in these houses. It just means that there's some energy there that is not explainable, that is somehow kind of recorded in there. So not to get too far down this rabbit hole, but it's believed that there are two types of hauntings. There is intelligent and there is what they call a residual. So an intelligent haunting is where the ghost interacts with you. It, you know, it will answer questions. It'll slam the door when you tell it to, those kind of things. There's an intelligence behind it. And then there's what's called a residual haunting, where it's just energy that's left behind. And that's the most common thing that people experience, is these residual things, which is not, it doesn't really have to be paranormal. I know it technically is by definition because it's outside the norm, but it's not like a scary thing. It's not, it's to me, it's perfectly natural. It's like when you know, if you stare at a picture of an apple and you stare at it and stare at it and stare at it for a good minute plus, and then you close your eyes, and when you close your eyes, you still see that image of the apple, that imprint that you now have on your vision. Well, that can happen with the environment around us, that there can be an imprint of that energy. So when people say, oh, this school is haunted, this amusement park is haunted, you know, these are places where people expend a lot of energy. And some of that energy kind of gets recorded in the halls. So that's why you might be walking down the hallway of a hospital late at night and hear maybe somebody crying when there's nobody in the building. Or maybe you're in a school and you're the only one in the building, but you hear footsteps running down the hallway. Like, these are not ghosts per se, at least in the traditional spirit of a dead person sense, but they're just energetic imprints that are left on it. And you encounter these all the time and don't even realize it. Like, you say, oh, that's weird. Or like, I'm sure we've all had that happen where we've been in the house alone and we've heard somebody's voice and we're like, oh, I didn't know you were home. And then you go downstairs and they're not there. You know, it doesn't mean that you've got a ghost necessarily that's pretending to be them, although it could. What you heard was just this energetic imprint, this residual, this replay of their energy. So, and to me, that is a fascinating thing to study more, because if we can figure that out and harness it, there's a lot we can do with it, including, to some degree, eternal life. You know, I may not physically be here making decisions after I die, but maybe, you know, this imprint is of me somehow. The same way, you know, we preserve the memory of loved ones in video and in photos and in audio recordings. You know, maybe there's a way that we can keep that energy. Anyway, this is a whole different conversation. But 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I know people like to mock me because of my belief in the paranormal and my work in the paranormal world. I know that people like to think, well, this guy chases ghosts around. But that's not really what I do. What I really do is try to find the explanations for this phenomena that people report, expecting, you know, full well that most of those reports could turn out to be, it was somebody's imagination, somebody was mistaken. But there are times when they're not, and it isn't, and where I've had the experiences myself to say, what is this? And I'm not closed-minded enough to say, it can't be this. So 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Barry will be back today. He's got a couple of articles on the website and on the app for you to check out. He will be back with you this afternoon. Chris will be back at 9 a.m. Mayor Mitchell will be here with him at 11. I think, so next week, the mayor will not be here because it's going to be the State of the City address. That's going to be happening on April 8th, and we will be carrying that for you here on WBSM. So this year, it's going to be, instead of happening at one of the schools, it's going to be happening at the Zeiterion with all of its, you know, upgraded technology and all of its new accoutrements. It's going to be a highlight for the folks. And if you do want to get a ticket to it, the tickets are for sale, and that money all benefits the United Way's Hunger Commission. So you can certainly buy a ticket and attend. But this is going to be happening from 10 to 12. So they're expecting that the mayor's comments will wrap up by noon. So just looking at this schedule here, he's going to begin his address at 11 a.m. He should be wrapped up by noon. And then, you know, he'll take questions from the media, but we won't carry that part. We'll just carry the speech. So it'll happen during Chris's show, during the hour that the mayor is normally on with Chris. And then, of course, you'll be able to call in to Barry's show and react to everything they said. Now, what's interesting about this time around, too, is, you know, there's no luncheon. So that's why things are going to go a little bit quicker. I think this works better for us. Nice that they, you know, said, you know what, let's just make sure we can still fill that 11 o'clock appearance on the Chris McCarthy show, just in a different way. I don't think that's what went into it. All right, let me take a phone call here, and then we got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I was listening to what you was talking about spirits and ghosts and everything. And spirit is the intellect of the soul. And God is a spirit, the Father of spirits. He created everything for his good pleasure. And he created us to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's why Christ, who is the Word of God, and the Word is God, came down to show us the way back to the Garden of Eden, to follow him. And like Stephen did in Acts 6 and 7, he was sent by God, as explained in Matthew 23, to show the difference between worshiping ourselves and others and what it means to worship God. And the harvest is is white, it's already time to harvest the souls. He's been doing that from eternity past. We all existed in eternity past. We're in this earth age now, and then there's a future one coming. That's why Apostle Paul, when he was taken up to the third heaven and shown those things in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it's all coming together. Everything that we are to be obedient to him, just like Christ was to the Father, as an example for us to be sons and daughters of God and to be obedient to him and to lose our life for his sake, to lay it down willingly to be his disciples, as spoken in John chapter 10. That's why they all did that. People would think, you know, carnally speaking, that that's a crazy thing to do. They even called Christ, who is the Word of God, and the Word is God, crazy. So what are you listening to him for? But he's the one that created everything.
Yeah. I just got to hold you there because I got to go to this break, but thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, we got to get this in, and then we got the news coming up. And on the other side of that, it'll be Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll talk about some dog-related stuff, and we have our pet of the day, our pet of the week, posted on our Facebook page. The dog I had wanted to post, Moon Pie. I saw Moon Pie shared from Forever Paws, and I said, we got to share this dog. This dog is adorable. But when I went to go share it this morning, the applications were already closed. Everybody wants Moon Pie. So we shared a different dog instead, Lobo. So you can check that out on the WBSM Facebook page. We will be back in just a few moments. Don't be assigned home health care. Choose it by name. Choose Community Nurse for a safe rehab at home. It's your legal right to choose. Call Community Nurse for pre-surgery home support and home health.
Hey, for the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now, I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted. Local. Family.
Welcome back in. That, of course, is Toto, which was also pretty much the backing band on Michael Jackson's Thriller album. So we're going to take a break for the news here. Mike Roberts is going to give us all the top stories of the day. And then on the other side, we will have today's Wet Nose Wednesday discussion with Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy, brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. And 24 hours from now, we'll have your first Money Talks cash code. Your first chance to win cash here on WBSM, $1,000 every day. And then a couple of $5,000 Thursdays coming your way in a few weeks. But this is going to be a lot of fun for those who love to play. You're already listening to WBSM anyway. So what's it going to hurt to try, right? And you could end up $1,000 richer. And think about what you could use that for. Yeah, probably paying some bills, sure. But you could have a lot of fun with $1,000 too. You know, just look at it from that perspective. It's money you aren't planning on having. So do something fun with it. Treat yourself, as they say. All right, let's go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A judge puts the president's ballroom on pause. Iran's war could lead to food prices increasing in the U.S. and no Charlie Kirk Highway in Arizona.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A judge is blocking President Trump from continuing construction on a $400 million ballroom at the White House.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon approved a preliminary injunction filed by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The nonprofit sued the Trump administration and said the president went above his authority when he demolished the East Wing and didn't get congressional approval to start construction. The ballroom project is now on hold while the lawsuit plays out. Trump has touted the ballroom as a great addition to the White House and has said it's all been privately funded. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Americans could soon see more than just gas prices rising as a result of the Iran war. Diesel prices also surging, and economists warn that could have a trickle-down effect on the price of groceries and other consumer goods. Diesel is used by trucks and freight trains transporting goods to market. Iran's current stranglehold over the Strait of Hormuz has also slowed the delivery of key components used to produce fertilizer. Some American farmers say it could start to strain the resources needed for their crops to grow. A new study shows a cholesterol-lowering drug reduces the risk of heart attacks.
Mass General Brigham researchers published data in the journal JAMA that shows the drug called evolocumab reduced first-time heart attacks and strokes by 31%. This is for high-risk diabetes patients without a known artery disease. Dr. Nicholas Marston, an author of the study, says results demonstrate the benefit of lowering cholesterol earlier and should change how we think about prevention of heart attacks, strokes, and heart disease in patients without known significant artery issues. I'm Michael Kastner.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is shutting down an effort to have a highway renamed after conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Lawmakers were looking to rename Phoenix's State Route 202 after Kirk, who was assassinated late last year during a rally at Utah Valley University. Hobbs denounced Kirk's death as a, quote, tragic and horrifying act of violence, but said that any renaming of a highway must follow the current process. And she added that the process should not be circumvented by the legislature. However, Republican State Senate President Warren Peterson has accused Hobbs of breaking with a long-standing Arizona tradition of recognizing impact over politics. A driver in Georgia behind bars after his car ran out of gas while authorities were chasing him. State police there say they were able to arrest the driver of a Dodge Charger after the car ran out of fuel. The driver and passenger got out of the car. Authorities say the Charger had been street racing and was also seen driving on the wrong side of the road without headlights on. Police also said the driver was under the influence of drugs when he was arrested. A popular sugar substitute could be harmful to your health. New research from the University of Colorado Boulder says erythritol can affect brain cells in a way that may increase the risk of stroke. A study of 4,000 people in the U.S. and Europe found that individuals with a higher level of erythritol in their blood were more likely to experience a heart attack or stroke within 3 years. The study's author noted that researchers used only a single daily serving of the substitute, and people who consume more could face greater side effects. Easter coming up this Sunday, and retailers are banking on you shopping before then.
The National Retail Federation says the average American will drop nearly $200 on a new Easter outfit. This practice of new clothes for Easter comes with historical superstition that claims the new outfit will bring good luck and prosperity, although there's no science to back that. But 51% of us will pick up something new. Blazers and ties for men, hats and dresses for women, and nearly $4 billion to the retail industry. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bruins over the Stars last night, 6-3. Bruins back on the ice tonight with the Panthers at 7.
Red Sox lost another one to the Astros, 9-2. They play again this afternoon at 2:10. And the Celtics off to Miami tonight at 7:30.
And now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by Family Heating and Cooling in Westport.
A mostly cloudy start in the morning with a passing shower, then some partial sunshine during the afternoon with another chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon and early evening. Mild with high temperatures in the mid-60s, rain likely and turning cooler tonight with low temperatures in the lower 40s. Gray skies, damp and chilly for Thursday. Highs only mid-40s, some light showers and drizzle during the morning. Mostly cloudy Friday, some late day sunshine, milder with a high of 58. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petrarca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Oh, how I wish we were back.
Welcome back in. You know, if you're going to be living like a free man, though, me and you and a dog named Boo, your dog's got to be pretty well trained to be out on an adventure like that. And nobody is better at making sure your dog is well trained than our Wet Nose Wednesday correspondent, Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy, who joins us to talk about her latest article on dog training and more. And talk about our adoptable pet of the week and so much more. All brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Melissa. How are you today?
Hello. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Did the dogs play any April Fool's tricks on you this morning?
You know, I'm very suspicious of them today. I will not trust them for the next 24 hours.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. So far they haven't, but...
They're generally well-behaved enough that you got to give them this one day where they can cause a little mischief.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. They cause mischief sometimes. A trainer's dogs still get into trouble.
So what are the things that, you know, you've been educating us on repeatedly is the importance of, you know, how much it's important for the trainer, the human side of this relationship, to be the one that is focused, that is leading the way, to be the one that is putting in the work, and that the dog will kind of pick up on what you're talking about. But today you wrote about, well, what happens when the dogs are still getting distracted? And I think that that's probably a frustrating thing that happens to a lot of people as they're trying to train.
Yeah, especially when you take your dog out somewhere and being distracted can really come off as different ways. You might think your dog is distracted because they're sniffing or they're looking around at different sounds in the environment. And sometimes distraction is just lack of confidence. Sometimes it's overexcitement. You're taking the dog somewhere new, so they're just very excited about that. So what exactly is a distracted dog? Well, it really depends on the individual dog. And the way we look at that is we always want to make sure, and I've talked about this plenty of times before, but we always want to make sure that the dog is getting a chance to explore the environment and to really just enjoy being a dog. So we wouldn't expect them to be like 100% obedient, looking at you the whole time that you're out together. You definitely want to give your dog that time to take control as well and to kind of lead you around and sniff around. But then when you're doing some training or you need to recall your dog back quickly, you want to make sure you can still get that. So that's where the distractions tend to challenge people and they get frustrated because at home it's so easy and then you get out to the real world and you see a totally different side of your dog.
Yeah, I mean, there was a dog owner in my old neighborhood that would go out on jogs and would take the dog on these jogs, which I'm sure the dog loved to get out and run, but the dog wasn't allowed to explore because the person didn't want the dog, like, ruining their exercise, the person's exercise. And I always thought, I was like, well, I've never seen you walking this dog around, just letting the dog sniff around and see what's going on. Of course he's going to get distracted out in front of my house. I had a dog.
Yeah. And I mean, there's certainly a time where you need your dog to walk beside you, or like jogging is a great example for safety. You want your dog to be very well under control and beside you. They shouldn't be zigzagging back and forth if you're trying to jog. But then I would just say making sure you're stopping to give them their time as well, because it is their exercise as well.
And so you're right about this, you know, like what it really means when a dog is distracted. And we're using that term, but it's not a distraction. It's an exploration. It's getting comfortable with those surroundings, because there's a lot for them to process, and they process things differently than we do.
Yeah, of course. And we've talked about that, how they're using different senses and they're using their senses in different ways. They certainly have that strong sense of smell we've talked about. So we don't always know how they're experiencing the world, and it's important to consider that as well. One of my favorite tips for distractions is think of the distraction as something you can train to become a cue for your dog to check in with you. So that way it doesn't really matter what the distraction is, if it's like a squirrel that your dog wants to chase, or if it's maybe a skateboard that your dog has never seen and is a little bit afraid of. Instead of your dog pursuing the distraction, they're going to look back at you and say, hey, what do you need from me? And you can actually condition that. So that becomes an automatic response. When something new presents, your dog will kind of just look back at you and wait for you to guide them.
And one of the things that you write about, though, is you mentioned this 2023 study that says that dogs that are trained in silence tend to learn the commands better. And I find that very interesting, too, because like what we might not think of as something that would be distracting to the dog could actually be distracting to the dog. Like we're putting on a little background music, or we've got the TV on in the background when we're trying to work on these things, and you don't realize that all these other things could be diluting the attention.
Right. It's so important to think about that, because just like us, if you're ever trying to study or you're working on something, you might find yourself like turning the music down if you're listening to music, or switching the TV off so that you can focus. Well, it's the same with dogs, and that 2023 study does demonstrate that. So it's super interesting to see those are the new skills. That's not skills that your dog already knows. So chances are when you go to dog training class, your dog already knows how to walk on a leash to some degree. They know how to sit. They know how to do these basic things. So those aren't brand new skills, but you're learning to do them in a distracting environment because you've taught your dog to do that at home first.
And when, you know, these distractions do happen, how do you, in the moment, kind of train your dog, when it's a legitimate distraction, something that is, you know, actually going to draw their attention away, not in an exploration way, but just because, like, they're getting concerned about it. Is there a way in that moment you can kind of calm them about that?
Yeah, let them get the information they need as long as they're not disturbing. If it's another animal or person, certainly don't let your dog bark at them or anything. But let them look, let them get the information they need to process whatever it is, and then just redirect. Let's go do something else across the street. Let's go sniff this patch of grass. So let them look. Don't try to totally avoid checking things out, and then just separate yourself from the distraction. Don't make a big deal out of it. It's not, you don't have to bring your dog up to everything that is scary or that makes them unsure, because the reality is sometimes they have to cope with that. Sometimes they can't go up to something to realize like, okay, that's not something I need to be afraid of. So sometimes they just have to learn to cope with moving on. Let them take a look and then just move on.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, think about that. We do the same thing as people, you know, where we realize, hey, you know, it's better sometimes to just walk on the other side of the street than it is to go try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Humans might be the opposite. They're kind of nosy.
Well, that is true, too. Before we let you go, I want to mention, you know, today's pet. But one of the things that I was planning on for the last couple of days was featuring a dog that was shared by Forever Paws named Moon Pie. And I was like, this dog is adorable. If we share this dog, somebody's going to want to adopt it right away. And then I went to go share it this morning and I noticed applications are already closed. So it's great that not only are people Yay. Already following that, but we've got people that are following Wet Nose Wednesday that are going to check out these pets ahead of time. So today, instead, I shared Lobo, who's described by Forever Paws as a fake husky.
Lobo is perfect for today because huskies are one of the breeds that people tend to find are a little bit challenging to train out in the real world. They do tend to become distracted. They like to work. They're very clever dogs. But Lobo is a little bit different because described as a fake husky, so maybe not presenting with the same excitement and energy level and challenges as most huskies.
So I had family members that had two huskies, and they could not have been more polar opposites in their attitudes and their demeanor. One was so super chill and nice, and the other one was all just a ball of energy. And, you know, so I've seen the dichotomy that you can have with huskies, the fake husky, I guess, as they're jokingly calling it, and the real husky. And so if you're getting the one that's on the calmer side, you're doing pretty well, because these dogs are great companions, huskies.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're so gorgeous. They're such beautiful dogs.
And of course, if anybody wants to adopt Lobo, they can come and see you for some training.
Yes, hopefully. So we can certainly help out with training, doing something fun to keep Lobo busy in case that energy starts to come out. But yes, they're very smart dogs.
And we also want to reiterate that anybody who has adopted a pet that we have featured on Wet Nose Wednesday, let us know about it. We want to hear those success stories. You can tag us on Facebook. You can reach out to us. But we want to be able to talk about it and to feature it as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, before we let you go, tell everybody how they can reach out to you if they want to book some training or some grooming or any of the other services you offer.
Of course. You can find us at MJ's Pet Training Academy, which is in Acushnet. We do offer online training as well, and it's MJ'sPetTrainingAcademy.com.
All right. Thank you so much. We will talk to you next Wet Nose Wednesday.
That sounds good. Thanks.
All right. That is Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy. Wet Nose Wednesday brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. Let me get a break in here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Ever. Looking for a meaningful way to engage with members of your community and make a difference? Volunteer with the Massachusetts Senior Medicare Patrol Program and help prevent Medicare fraud. SMP volunteers work in their community, educating their peers about how to prevent, detect, and report healthcare errors, fraud, and abuse. Visit our volunteer open house at masmp.org. Join our team and help us fight fraud. Together, we can make a difference. This project is supported by a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
One. Dangers rarely lie out in the open, so no matter where you live, it's important to know harmful pests can hide in and around your home.
Here I come!
Rodents and cockroaches are drawn to food waste and garbage.
I know you're out here.
Ticks lurk in tall grasses, and mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water.
I can hear you.
Rodents, ticks, and mosquitoes can all spread dangerous diseases.
I gotcha.
Seek the facts you need at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted, local, family.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. 'Cause I got him for you.
And welcome back. And that is Hootie and the Blowfish. And I'm wearing a Hootie and the Blowfish t-shirt today that I found at the vintage shop. So 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, you said this was Moon Pie, the dog's name?
Yes.
What kind of dog was it? You said it was so cute.
It looked like a sheepdog. Hold on. I think I still have that page open.
Oh, it was a medium-sized dog?
Yeah, I would say so. Let's see here. Moon Pie. Moon Pie is a poodle mix. So it's, you know, but it's a big, fluffy kind of dog.
You mean like a Labradoodle?
It doesn't say how much he weighed. 13 pounds. So it's actually a small dog. The pictures are just, they're close-up pictures, so it made it look bigger than he is. So, yeah, he's just a little 13-pound dog.
So these dogs are rescued from where? You don't know?
Well, various different reasons. Sometimes people surrender their pets because they can't take care of them anymore. Sometimes someone died. You know, a variety of different ways. I know, I think Forever Paws ends up with some of the ones that are you know, captured loose by animal control officers. They end up at Forever Paws. So there's a variety of different ways. It's in Fall River.
Oh, all right. Anyways, I'm dying to get another dog, but I can't right now. They're a lot of money, the upkeep.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I definitely noticed, you know, my dog was probably like the most less neediest dog ever. Like, she didn't need a lot of special stuff. She only liked cheap food. She didn't want anything expensive. She wouldn't eat it. And, you know, it's still pretty pricey.
Yeah, but you have to take care of the nails and the grooming, unless if you don't do it yourself. And they need to be what's that? The flea medicine's expensive.
Mm-hmm. I yell at my cat every day. I'm only feeding you because I'm legally required to.
How's your cat doing?
He's fine. He just meows at me and he just keeps meowing. I'm like, stop meowing. I'm only feeding you because I'm legally required to. And he just looks at me like, what are you talking about?
He's friendly now with you, right?
Yeah, he's definitely friendly and lovable, but then when he decides that he's not, he has no problem attacking.
Yeah, funny. But I'm not a cat woman, though, cat person. I like looking at him, but we weren't brought up with cats, so I think that's one of the reasons. And I got one cat once, and it was from a party. It was white. It was in Rochester, and she was giving him away, and I didn't know anything about him. I was real young. And it was all Angora white with green eyes. I mean, it was so pretty, and I wanted it bad. And I thought it was going to be cuddly, and it wasn't cuddly. And it was loaded with fleas. She didn't tell me that it wasn't defleed or anything. So, oh, God, I couldn't take it. I had to bomb my apartment and everything. So I went outside with the cat, and I said to the first lady walking by, do you want a cat? And she grabbed it because it was so pretty.
Well, I guess that's one way to do it.
Yeah, but I had to bomb the place because it left me with fleas. And ever since then, I got turned off to cats.
Well, thankfully, I haven't had any flea problems with cats. I did have, you know, where we lived before was on a pond. So we had sand fleas from the beach. And I used to have to make sure that the dog and the cats didn't have anything, you know, on them all the time. So I would get them that medicine. And I tried all of them. And, you know, some worked better than others, that's for sure. But they were all pretty pricey, you're right.
But yours is an indoor cat, so you don't have to worry about that, right?
No, I don't worry about it at all. He has, for some reason, though, he has tarantulas all over him.
Where?
No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. It's April Fool's Day.
You April fooled me. Also.
No, I didn't really. I was just joking around. But yeah, he's good. I always tell him all the time, you're lucky you're a handsome devil because you're a pain in the butt.
Okay, have fun with him.
All right, you have a good day.
See you later.
All right, I got to get one final break in here. Let me do that. We'll be back to wrap things up and then turn things over to Chris McCarthy. Stick around.
The dark and dark where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave, I free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.